Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Lab.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here at the 2020 Reese Senior Bowl with the standout from San Diego State, Keith Ismail. Keith, welcome to Mobile. How's it been treating you so far?
It's been a whole lot of fun. It's a blessing to be here. I'm excited to get out there and compete.
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't been. When was your bowl game? You guys bowl eligible, right?
Yeah, December 20th. We played Central Michigan.
Yeah, so what's it like? Just been that kind of little bit of a break. How anxious are you just kind of ready to just put the pads on and hit somebody?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is a great opportunity to show, you know, my skill set against some of the bigger schools, so I'm just ready to go out there and do my thing.
Nice. I mean, Pop Warner football days, Pee Wee, were you playing back then?
Yeah, I started playing football in seventh grade.
Yeah? Well, and you kind of take us through the positions and how you ended up, you know, where you're at now.
I always played O-line. I actually did play center in middle school, all through youth football, and then transitioned to tackle my sophomore year in high school, and transitioned to guard my senior year, and then got recruited as a guard. And then just switched back and forth between my first 2 years starting at San Diego State and then solidified my spot at center this past year, all season.
And then in that versatility, you know, that's a nice feather in the cap as you kind of go through this draft process, having versatility.
Yeah, it's huge,
You feel comfortable playing anywhere?
Of course. I played right guard, center, and left guard at San Diego State.
Yeah, so you're definitely well-versed in all three of those areas. And again, having all those capabilities are definitely. Now, you're down here. I mean, these scouts are, you know, talking to you, getting to know you one-on-one. We always like to allow you. I mean, if our audience, if you're in the film room with these scouts, what are they going to love about what you do on that O-line? I mean, what are those traits where they're like, man, Keith, you do this well?
I just think my athleticism really pops off the film. I'm really consistent with my assignments. You know, I'm a great run blocker. I've really worked on improving my pass blocking abilities over this last year. So that's some things that these scouts have been talking to me about and what they really love about my game.
Nice. How much do you spend time watching film, just being kind of like that? You know, the center's kind of like the eyes and ears a little bit for the quarterback. How much do you kind of concentrate on?
I watch film all week leading up to a game, all season. I love watching film. That's my thing.
Get film junkie?
Yeah.
Are you that guy kind of bringing the iPad to class and stuff?
I'm in class, I did graduate, but when I was in class, I would focus on school.
Okay.
But on my free time away from school, I would open up my computer and go on there, watch practice film, one-on-one reps, you know, opponent film, all types of stuff.
Anything go unnoticed? We just ask because we share this, and we do share this with our NFL personnel guys. I mean, maybe the system you ran, you didn't get to pull more, or maybe you wanted to do more pass blocking. Maybe your team cap did weight room warmer. We already know you're a film junkie. I mean, anything that they need to know that's a benefit?
I mean, I think they do their homework.
They know
a lot about me, and so I feel like this time here in Mobile, I can just showcase all my skill sets.
Anything you're bad at? I don't know. Like, can you cook?
I can cook.
Okay.
I can cook. I like to cook a lot, actually.
So if you're having your girlfriend or something over, what's Keith Ismail going to cook for?
I love cooking pasta. I mean, I guess a good romantic dinner would be like a nice steak. Everybody loves some good steak and some sides. So, you know, cracking over a bottle of wine.
There you go.
You know, get a nice steak going or something like that. That'd be really nice.
Yeah, we were down at the Shrine game last week, and we were asked the same question. And the kid said steak. He said he'd definitely cook his lady a steak.
I mean, I could cook anything, really, anything you want. I love finding new recipes, you know, improving my skills. So I just cook a wide array of things.
So your teammates had to love being with you or whoever dormed or lived with your
My
friends.
House did like when I cooked, when I had the time, because I would usually cook, I cook big meals, so I cook to share with everybody, not just myself.
Excellent. All right, now, so you're down here, you're going to be practicing in a couple hours. Is there any one thing that you really want to make an impact with these guys?
Yeah, just win my one-on-one reps and pass.
Yeah.
Just show that I can anchor down on these big guys, move my feet in front of them, and handle up in the middle.
Nice. That'll be, man. Well, hey, we don't want to keep you from everybody else, but we appreciate your time. We call it three and out, a couple off-the-wall questions before we let you go. You ready for some of those?
Okay, let's go.
All right. Any pregame rituals before you get you play out there?
Yeah, I listen to Atomic Dog by George Clinton every game.
Really?
I've listened to it since my junior year of high school or so.
Yeah.
I have to listen to that one song.
That's cool.
So I'll probably listen to it before practice every day.
When we air this, I'm going to try to put that in the audio.
All right.
I'm going to try, but, you know, there's a lot of copyright infringement.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll be cool with that. How about this one? Offensive linemen, I mean, the big eaters, you guys are usually the guys that can throw down the food. You and maybe another Aztec teammate, who's the biggest eater on the line and what was their biggest meal?
Not last year, but the year before, Tyler Romer, left tackle.
Okay.
He could really put down some food. I've seen him go into In-N-Out and get three double doubles, three animal style fries, a milkshake, and put it down like it was nothing. And then later just go, you know, ask for more. I guess second to that, probably Deshaun Dixon eats a lot. Big guys, he big.
That's right. And a final one for you. We tally up the names. On draft eve, we announced the winner. Years ago, it used to be Halle Berry. Beyonce had a long run. Now it's Rihanna. But we always tally up who gets the most votes. So if you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to lunch?
Oh. I really like that singer Snow Allegra. She's like a new, she's a new singer.
Okay.
I think R&B type.
Okay.
Yeah, she's definitely my celebrity crush.
All right, cool.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to look her up.
Oh yeah.
You know what? I have to say you always want to act cool, act like you know. And the one time a player, I asked him a question, he said, just say Snow, like a layer, and I'm like, he's like, you know her? I'm like, oh yeah, I know. I didn't know who it was. He goes, well, that's my girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, you know, like he was just seeing if I knew, and I, you know, I didn't know. So I just learned that, like, just if you don't know, you don't know. And you know what? Before one more question, you're such a nice kid. You come across as just that. I mean, when does that flip get switched? I guess where you turn into that guy on, the offensive lineman.
I guess right when I put the helmet on.
Really?
You know, off the field, I like to be calmer, and you know, I'm a nice guy, but on the field you got to be tenacious. It's just part of the sport. It's all go. You got to just attack.
There you go. I'm gonna say you have a fantastic personality.
Well, thank you.
It's just a nice smile. But I know you're tenacious out there. Hey Keith, we appreciate you stopping by the show, and again, best of luck to you this week.
Thank you so much.
No problem at all.
This has been a C2P exclusive.